Why get all your holiday decorations delivered through Instacart? Because maybe you only bought two wreaths, but you have 12 windows. Or maybe your toddler got very eager with the advent calendar. Or maybe the inflatable snowman didn't make it through the snowstorm. Or maybe the twinkle lights aren't twinkling. Whatever the reason, this season, Instacart's here for hosts and their whole holiday haul. Get decorations from the Home Depot, CVS, and more through Instacart and enjoy free delivery on your first three orders. Service fees and terms apply.
I'm Jenna Fisher.
And I'm Angela Kinsey.
And together we have the podcast Office Ladies.
Just because we finished rewatching The Office does not mean we're going anywhere.
Every Wednesday, we'll be sharing even more exclusive stories from The Office and our friendship with brand new guests. Plus, you can revisit all the Office Ladies rewatch episodes every Monday with new bonus tidbits before every episode.
So follow and listen to Office Ladies on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Right back here on 96.5 The Fan. Drive careful out there. It is dumping rain, man. Soaked roads. Soaked souls. Tri-Tex.
That's why we did the leaves yesterday. We got ahead of it.
That's right. You getting ahead of that throat over there, my guy?
I am. It's okay. Getting better, yeah.
Getting better?
Actually, I don't think it's from, like, I got phlegm now, so I'm thinking I caught something, whatever you had last week, you know?
Oh, so you're getting that neon green stuff
coming
up.
Yeah, it's starting, yeah. But that's good. That means it's getting better, you know?
I don't hate the taste of it.
You're not supposed to swallow it, from what I was told.
No, yeah, you chuck it out.
No,
man.
No, I mean, you are supposed to swallow it, I think.
No.
My whole life, my grandmother told me to spit it out.
Yes.
Spit it out.
Always.
Couldn't hear a truck driving through a nitroglycerin plant, but the minute you went, spit it out. And then I read an article the other day that says you're not supposed to spit it out.
Well, and what's you swallowing?
The green snot.
Aaron Rodgers would tell you that, too.
Yeah. He'd be like, you need to, like, actually put it in a shot glass and add a little cayenne pepper to it and let it ferment.
Anybody taking advice from Aaron Rodgers is a damn fool right about now. Worry about playing football because you can't do that either.
You think we can go a day without mentioning him?
Well, you guys brought him up, not me.
Yeah,
but then you open the door and I kick it down.
I didn't say Bob.
Because if you open that door, you know I'm barreling through the Aaron Rodgers door.
Gosh.
That guy's a turd.
Turd in the punch bowl. College football came out with their rankings last night, Mac. Anything that you disagree with? Probably a whole lot.
Where the hell's Georgia?
Come on. Their quarterback's Carson Beck. He needs our prayers. Not because he's bad, because he's ugly and he sucks.
Ugly and yeah. Stupid.
He's gonna lose his girlfriend, man.
Yeah, man, he's going to lose everything, bro. It's crazy. He was a top 10 pick.
They should bench him, shouldn't they?
Well, he was a top 10 pick because somebody said he was. This is why, like, these mock drafts, people are like,
way to go,
Mac.
That's my fault.
This guy's a top 10 pick. He hasn't played a game. How do you know? And then people, like, put these guys up here, and it's all year talking about how great these guys are, and 90% of them suck.
Way to go. Who needs to get benched more, Carson Beck or Aaron Rodgers?
Rogers. I would say Aaron Rodgers.
He's 40. Yeah. Carson Beck's at least 20.
Exactly. Yeah. He's half his age. Yeah.
All right. Anyways. Yeah. College.
I thought it was pretty good by the committee. I don't know about you guys. I mean, I thought it was great that Georgia was out of it. Mm-hmm. I thought BYU was maybe a couple
Miami's
spots too
out of it.
Yeah, I thought Miami dropped a good amount. That was good.
They still have them as four.
Well, they have them as the four because they're going to win their ACC.
They're going to win the ACC.
But they're actually the nine number seed.
Yeah, because Boise State's the 13th seed, but they're in as the 12th
seed
as this
one. Exactly.
Because what did they win? The Rum-Dum Conference of Sisters of the Poor or something?
What are we talking about? Numbers. But I thought they made a good point on McAfee's show yesterday. Heather Dinich, college football analyst. She had to say about a certain team.
Is the fifth team from the SEC potentially coming if Notre Dame loses? Is that the only way you think that maybe five SEC teams get there, and especially a three-loss one?
Yes, because I think if Notre Dame loses, that opens the door. But think about this, too. What if you have BYU as the runner-up in the Big 12? If you have Colorado as a two-loss Big 12 champion, and BYU's only loss is a close game to Colorado, then do you have two Big 12 teams in? Mm. To me, that's going to be a good debate for the selection committee. A three-loss SEC team or a one-loss BYU Big 12 runner-up.
Nobody wants the Big 12 teams in this thing, do they?
No, like, just one. They just don't. Want one.
That's all
they
you
want.
Because you have to have one.
But it's Colorado.
Right?
You want Colorado.
Well, you do, yeah. But
so there's one
win
team that everybody wants.
Right? Yeah, of course. It's a show, right, with
yes.
Dion and all that, right?
It's
entertainment. And I couldn't tell you the BYU coach gun to the head. I couldn't tell you who that guy was. I don't know. But everybody knows Dion Sanders. I fancy myself a little bit as a casual college football fan, like everybody else is, right? Are you going to watch a BYU team where you don't know anybody, or do you want to tune in and watch Colorado? You're going to tune in and watch Colorado. So the smart move is you fix it so Colorado gets into the college football playoff.
If you need more college football information, you can go to the biggest college football nerd I know, Drew Nixon, the 249 podcast on the 96.5 The Fan app page. Go check that out. It's fully loaded. Releases today, I believe.
Yeah, new episode right? Coming out today. Yeah, right after the rankings. Real quick on your note of what the committee would want, I kind of went through, I put on my Bob Fesco hat last night on After Hours.
Right.
And I said there are four teams that the committee's looking
at. Foil's expensive these days. Yeah. You can borrow mine.
Go to Costco.
Colorado's number one. That's who the committee needs in there. They're looking at this list and they're like, we need to.
No doubt.
They need to win that conference and we need to push them in there. Any way we can shove them in, that's the story.
It's why Notre Dame is always around.
Colorado, Utah this weekend, baby. Colorado, Utah this weekend.
Boise State's number two. Ashton Ginty having the best running back season since 1988. So many storylines. They're going to want him in.
Mm-hmm.
Georgia, because they're Georgia. And then Cam Ward in Miami, because it's the one quarterback that they can actually put on the main stage and say, this guy can maybe play on Sundays?
Right, maybe.
Maybe, that's
maybe.
It.
Maybe, yeah. There's
that's
a lot of maybes out there at the quarterback position. But some of the matchups are kind of cool. Boise State going to Columbus. I kind of like that one. That'll be fun. Notre Dame, Tennessee. That's a good little matchup there. Ole Miss, Penn State really doesn't do much for me. I don't know. It just doesn't. And then Alabama, Indiana. And the Indiana thing is interesting because are they going to be able to keep Ronzoni out there as their head coach? Because that guy may be headed to a bigger and better program, even if he's got this contract with Indiana. Indiana, I don't know if, and I'll say this because I don't know, but I don't know if they have staying power. It's Indiana football, right? But if one of the big boys, where's he going to go to you?
Florida State. Wherever he wants.
Yeah.
Like, Google him. You know what I mean?
Right.
Yeah,
exactly.
Yeah, dude. That guy's done way more. 10 wins at Indiana. They're like every Saturday. It's like Indiana now has 9 wins, most in college. Most in school history.
Yeah.
Indiana has 10 wins. Most in school history.
But I will say, if that ends up panning out where it is Alabama, Indiana in the 10-7 game, the winner gets Texas. I am rooting for Alabama in that one because I do want to see Alabama and Texas play. So that would be a cool one to see kind of flush itself out. I don't have no interest in BYU. I know I'm supposed to. Ooh, the Big 12, BYU, get the hell out of here. Let me have Colorado. And Oregon being the one seed, obviously,
Andy
is
Reed
legit.
Might not like that take.
I know. I don't. Sorry, Andy. I don't know your guys out there. I'm sure
they play Kansas this week.
BYU does.
And Kansas might have showed everybody what that team should have looked like last week. They housed Iowa State.
They did, man. They really did.
And that was, to me, I understand Iowa State.
Too little too late, though,
that,
right?
Oh, yeah, way too late. But that was a neutral site. I mean, there probably weren't any KU fans there.
There were probably a lot more Iowa State fans.
And you know Iowa
there.
State. We were talking at the landing. If I was an Iowa State fan, I'd have made it a weekend. I'd have gone to the KU game at, 2:30 on Saturday?
Yeah.
And then I'd have stayed in my Airbnb overnight, had a little fun in Kansas City, and then I'd have gone to the Chiefs game at noon since it was a noon game.
I think a lot of them did, because I saw a lot of Iowa State gear at the Chiefs game on Sunday as well. Like, Iowa State fans travel. I love Iowa State fans. They come down here, take over Kelly's. Like, Iowa State fans are the best traveling fan base in the Big 12. Love those folks down there. And they make, because it's Ames, Iowa, you're coming down here, you got a lot to do, and you got a good football team. And Rocco Becht is a good quarterback. I think he's going to be really good moving forward in college football. But I like Iowa State a lot. So I'll root for Iowa State any day of the week. But BYU, I'll tell you what, man, you got your work cut out for you to hold on to that spot because everybody's waiting. It's like when you're waiting for that girl to break up with her boyfriend and you know she's going to date you next.
Mm-hmm, that's me, baby.
Everybody's waiting for BYU to lose so we can put Colorado in that conversation.
Come here, Sydney. I know Greg wasn't the one.
Isn't it sad, though, we talked about all the locals having a good year, none of them are even in contention for any of this?
Mizzou's got a chance.
Well, Drew laid out the map.
Mizzou's got that. Remember when the Chiefs made the playoffs because you needed, like, Denver to lose to San Francisco?
Yeah,
you
to that. Missouri is 23.
But this is crazy, man. I'm mad that we're doing this at the end of an hour. The SEC is finally, like, human, right? Like, we're no longer in the world of it's Alabama's, time for 5 years. It's Ohio State's time for 5 years. It's Georgia's time for 5 years. NIL and the portal have made everything more like watered down in the SEC. Like now you're going to have like 2-3 lost teams. You're going to be like, well, they lost to Tennessee, they lost to Georgia, and they lost to somebody else. That's a stronger loss. And that's what I think Mac was trying to get to with the Missouri route.
Yeah, Missouri, I think if they go 10-2 and have, you know, like Dusty said, 6 or 7 things happen, you can lay it out. Drew laid it out on After Hours last night for K-State as well. Mm-hmm. They're going to be big KU fans in 2 weeks. They play Colorado at Arrowhead.
Yeah.
If KU can beat Colorado.
The holidays are all about sharing with family. Meals, couches, stories, grandma's secret pecan pie recipe. And now you can also share a cart with Instacart's family carts. Everyone can add what they want to one group cart from wherever they are. So you don't have to go from room to room to find out who wants cranberry sauce or who should get mini marshmallows for the yams or collecting votes for sugar cookies versus shortbread. Just share a cart and then share the meals and the moments. Download the Instacart app and get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes. Plus, enjoy free delivery on your first 3 orders. Service fees and terms apply.
I'm Jenna Fisher.
And I'm Angela Kinsey.
And together we have the podcast Office Ladies.
Just because we finished rewatching The Office does not mean we're going anywhere.
Every Wednesday, we'll be sharing even more exclusive stories from The Office and our friendship with brand new guests. Plus, you can revisit all the Office Ladies rewatch episodes every Monday with new bonus tidbits before every episode.
So follow and listen to Office Ladies on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
I know that gives K-State that chance.
Yeah, and you're also looking at, you know, a lot of SEC fans, and Mac, you can probably attest to this. How pissed are you that Texas is the best team in that league
so,
right now?
So annoying, man. It's
K-State's got a good chance, although I don't like it because somebody wants to rub my nose in the fact that Colorado lost to K-State. K-State lost to Houston.
Yeah.
How you doing? 96.5 The Fan, you're home for Kansas State Athletics. Missouri at South Carolina at 3:15. Great game. We'll see if Eli lets Pine throw the ball again.
That is a good one because Carolina's 21 on the on the rankings this week. Mm-hmm. So Missouri has an opportunity to not only get a win, but a good win.
Not only exactly. Finally go on the road in a big environment and win. They didn't do that at A&M. They didn't do that at Alabama. Now they go to South Carolina, the last big game on their schedule. And then obviously we know where Mac's going to be at 6:30. You're not going to hear from Mac.
Where's he going to be at 6:30?
All attention in Athens, Georgia. It's Tennessee and Georgia.
Georgia. Ooh,
that's got to be College Game Day, right?
I honestly don't know if it is because our quarterback.
Well, they're at Buffalo Chiefs this weekend.
Oh, that's right. That's right.
Our quarterback may be out, so hopefully that's he's healthy.
Right. Yeah, no, I saw he is out. 100% ruled out.
K-State.
Wait, what? Really?
Yeah, I saw it last night on Twitter. Yeah, it said he was 100% ruled out for the game. Yeah.
Are you trolling me?
No, 100% not. No,
oh,
I did. I saw that last night. Yeah.
So funny. Text line. K-State's ranked higher than Colorado. What the F are you all talking about? K-State's ranked 16th, Colorado 17th.
Yeah, and Colorado has Dion, and K-State doesn't.
Come on, now, let me live. Yeah. Do you believe? Nah. You don't believe.
Look, you can rank Colorado wherever you want. If there's an outside chance of them getting in, they're getting in. K-State doesn't bring anything to the table like Colorado does.
But they bring it to 96.5 The Fan, where you can hear all of their action, including Thursday night's basketball game. That's right, basketball is being played, and their football game on Saturday, which hopefully they win because they lost to Houston. That's embarrassing. You play Arizona State at home this week. You better take care of business. 9-point favorites. Hey, Donnie. Ema.
I'm Jenna Fisher.
And I'm Angela Kinsey.
And together, we have the podcast Office Ladies.
Just because we finished rewatching The Office does not mean we're going anywhere.
Every Wednesday, we'll be sharing even more exclusive stories from The Office and our friendship with brand new guests. Plus, you can revisit all the Office Ladies rewatch episodes every Monday with new bonus tidbits before every episode.
So follow and listen to Office Ladies on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.